Chapter 3 from the Greaseman Haba de Gaga Handbook. Celebrity Shtupery. Of course, you have to be in the media to take advantage of this, but I know all the other boss jocks listen to this show on the way into their station, so what the hey, it'll probably help out. And you know, one day may get into the media, so maybe you can take advantage of Chapter 3. This is if you're into Haba de Gee with celebrities. But you need press credentials. You need to either be on the radio, you need to be in the newspaper or magazine business, even one of them little suburban trade magazines, or you need to have, you know, be a television person. But all you need, really, see, when celebrities come to town, you always read about them. They're at the Kennedy Center. They're doing a little show here, a little show there. They always allow one day for the press. And you can get a half an hour, 45 minutes with them. Now, in that half an hour and 45 minutes, you got to close on that thing. Like the way I did with Lauren Hutton. She was in town a while back. Remember, there was that big picture of her in the paper, and she was talking about Richard Gere and all that stuff? Well, I got my 45 minutes with her. I sat there, and I could tell already she raised her eyebrows when I walked in, admiring the grotesque of a development, the confident stride, the clear-eyed smile. I finally put my cassette recorder down. I said, you know, you must get so sick and tired of answering these stupid questions from every reporter that comes in here. And she said, you know, frankly, I do. I said, you mind if I just use the 45 minutes for me? Just for, well, let's talk about something else. Well, I had research on the way over on the Lauren Hutton bibliography that she loves Cheshire cats. She just loves them. And had all, you know, you can find out about any celebrity real easy. You know, you just find out of the who's who. It tells all their preferences. So I said, you know, I was thinking on the way over here, I know you're going to think this is silly, but I'm really into Cheshire cats. And she looked up. She said, I'm into Cheshire cats.
Once again, establishing a common plane of reference.
I said, are you into Cheshire cats, really? She said, yeah. I said, I'll be darned. Wow. Well, I was looking at this really neat one on the way. She said, you saw one here? I said, yeah, there's a little pet store not far from here. I said, I tell you what, I got some fake mustaches. Why don't we blow out the hotel, get the elevator up to the roof, shoot down the service elevator, and get out of here. Look at that cat wandering around. She said, you want to call a cab? I said, no, let's take the metro. She said, take the metro? I said, well, I've never been on the metro. I said, come on, it's fun. So sure enough, we blew out of that hotel. Boom, we're in the metro. We're giggling, laughing like I had a flask of blackberry brandy. I'm giving her hits off of that thing. Boy, I know it. She's sloppy. We get to the pet store. We look at the cat. I said, you hungry? I'm hungry. I'm starved. Let's get lunch. We grab lunch. We talk about having a cocktail. I tell you what, I don't know. Tell you what, let's go back to the Grease. You want to go back to my place? I got some pictures and cat books and stuff. Next thing you know, we're there. Yeah, we're there. One thing leads to another. And my lips are on hers. Before I know it, she swept upstairs for a session of delightful Haba de Gaga. But I couldn't believe it. You know, the whole time I was in mid-flagrant delecti. I'm looking at Lauren Hutton. I'm just like, I can't believe it. I said, you mind, honey? And she said, well, what are you doing? I just pick up the phone. I pick up the phone in mid-Haba de Gee, and I call up my buddy Bubba. I said, Bobby, you never believe this. You never guess who I'm Haba de Gaga with right now. Lauren Hutton. He said, no. I said, yeah. I said, say hi. He said, oh, I don't want to say hi right now. He said, that is Lauren. I said, yeah, you can hear her breathing and everything. He said, I gotta go, Bubba. And I hung up and called up my buddy Johnny Mac. I said, hey, buddy, you never guess who I'm Haba de Gaga with right now. Lauren Hutton, say something, Lauren. She wouldn't say nothing at this point. She's starting to get mad, so I just held the phone. I said, listen, see? He said, I can't. He said, that could be anybody. I said, Lauren Hutton. I hung up the phone. She's getting impatient by this time. But I said, no, just one more call. I said, Daddy, you never guess who I'm Haba de Gaga with right now. Lauren Hutton. Hi, boy. He said, really, boy? I said, yeah. I said, what? Do what with a piece of bread and send it to you? I said, Daddy, you crazy. Yeah. Finally, she just tore herself free. She said, this is horrible. All the while here, I was led to believe that you were into me just because we had a common interest in cats and that you're a celebrity and I'm a celebrity and we could get away from the hubble bubble of the public for a while. And all this while, it's leading up to this one moment so you could tell your friends of your big conquest. Well, let me tell you something. This conquest is over. You hear me? Over. And she grabbed her jeans and strode to the door as I just stood there smiling, smoking a camel. To me, it still was. Frankly, because it was a fait accompli. She said, you didn't even care. You know, the whole time we were humming the gaga, you didn't even care what I was thinking, what I was feeling. I said, wait a minute, baby, as I blew out a long plume of camel smoke. I said, do you know how a real man knows when a woman has reached her Shangri-La? She said, no, how? I said, a real man don't care. Yeah.